Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Oasis, a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am.
How are you this week, sir?
Well,
as best as one can be in a lockdown.
Well, my job asked us to come in and help clean up, and I guess they're deciding to go to carry out.
Oh, no,
I'm
yeah.
Probably going to be back in a job with just two people in the kitchen. So
yeah, that's what it's all come down to. Carry out all over the place. So that's
The
necessities is only open, and people then are even the necessities are people are going stupid. But that's the world. It's filled with stupid people, and they don't know any better, and they just
no, they do
oh
not.
Yeah. It's, They have no fucking clue. But besides that, we're here, as always, to do these shows, to get out of the real world and get into our horror world and all the stuff that's into the, you know, what we're known for. reviews and news and complaining, very, very much so. But we have to start it off with sad news, and this one sucks.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard this, I was like, fuck you. And, you know, and I don't do that, you know, often. You know, like Kenny Rogers passed away. I was like, okay, it's Kenny Rogers. You know, he's a legend. You know, he does, you know, for his time. And, you know, it's terrible, but he, you know, he was up there. And then this one, like, not soon after, you know, a few days later, like, I was like, now fuck off, you know. It was like when the Ultimate Warrior passed away, when I just saw him, you know, that week on Monday on TV, and then he died, like, the next day. I was like, oh, shit. And then so, like, but it's the passing of Stuart Gordon. He is most known for bringing H.P. Lovecraft to the screen, definitely during the 80s, with Reanimator, From Beyond, of course, Dagon, Castle Freak, Dolls, his work for Full Moon and Empire Pictures, his other King of the Ants, Stuck. He did a lot of stuff, and he's one that I've always wanted to meet at a convention but never got a chance to. You know, he was one of those that was like in Cincinnati or Cleveland or you know, one of the bigger, like, horror hound shows, and he was never at the smaller ones, you know, of Scarefest or Fright Night Film Fest or anything like that, and it sucks, you know, because I was like, all right, I got Jeffrey Combs, you know, a couple years back, and I'm like, maybe they can get Stuart Gordon. I was always hoping, you know, like, you know, whenever they did, like, you know, like when they did have Jeffrey Combs and Kathleen Kinmont, I was like, maybe they'll get Stuart Gordon or Barbara Crampton, and they never did. And like, I know there was another one. I assume it was at a Horror Hound. They had like the whole cast of Reanimator was there. I was like, man, I'd love to went to that. And it sucks because again, he's a legend because he brought Lovecraft to the screen.
Into
that regard, because there's like no one was doing Lovecraft around that time. I mean, there was Dunwich Horror in like the 70s. That was like one of the very few early adaptations of Lovecraft. But it wasn't, you know, full on. It was 70s. You know, you could only do so much with like cults and stuff. But then Stuart Gordon came along, his fascination with Lovecraft, and brought it, and he just fucking went out with a bang with Lovecraft, with Reanimator, you know, that series, you know, Bride and Beyond. And I know he wanted to do like House of Reanimator, which was going to take place in the White House, but that never came to be, which sucks. I would love to see him go out with like another Lovecraft movie before passing. You know, you always want to see the best of him do another movie before they go away. Like with Wes Craven, you know, he didn't do anything after Scream 4, and you'd like to see another film from Craven. But, you know, it sucks because he's a legend. He had so many good movies. I mean, From Beyond and Reanimator are going to stand the test of time. But, again, all his other stuff, you know, Dolls, it's a great little short movie. You know, it's like it's crazy that movie's only like an hour and like 18 minutes, and like that's so much goes on in that movie, and it's so great. And you know, Castle Freak's a fun one, fun little creature feature, and it's just, you know, all his other stuff. You know, it's like his Masters of Horror episodes weren't the best, but they were still fun. You know, they had a weird quirky to them, you know, vibe to them, and it, you know, you just hate to see, you know, anyone, especially someone like Stuart Gordon, just pass away. You wouldn't think, you know, like, oh, he's fine. You know, nothing's wrong with him. And then you realize, like, he's 72, and like, wow. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, he's a little bit up there. Ian, thoughts on the passing of Stuart Gordon?
You know, it's sad. I enjoyed, you know, Reanimator quite a lot. That was one of the first films I started watching when I wanted to get into horror movies, actually. And that helped propel me into what, you know, today is, actually. So, you know, it's sad. And, you know, my heart goes out to, you know, his family and, you know, everyone close to him and the community itself. He, you know, did do, you know, several iconic movies, and, you know, I just hate to see.
Yeah, and plus, you know, like, he worked with a lot of people that also went on to do their own, you know, of course, he brought, you know, Jeffrey Combs to the big screen, and then he made him and I, you know, a legend, and then he also, you know, he was working with Brian Usna, who, again, went on to do some awesome movies as well. You know, Society is one of my favorite movies of ever when I first watched it, and it still rings true today. So, like, again, he started working, you know, Usna, you know, executive producer with Brian Usna, and just, you know, he went on to do his own thing and brought out some very innovative, weird, quirky movies. And so it's just, again, he worked in a, you know, he had a good string of movies. And just, again, you hate to see him go, but he did bring up, you know, a lot of people, you know, to the horror genre. You know, Barbara Crampton, Jeffrey Combs, even Ken Foree, even though he was in Dawn of the Dead, but, you know, it was a weird role for Ken Foree and From Beyond, and just a lot of things, you know, just a weirdness. You know, he was one of the early, you know, for the time, you know, bringing just like the weirdness to the horror genre, like body horror. And that's the reason we did this show, the film we chose. Sadly, it didn't turn out all too great. But, you know, we decided, you know, let's get like a body horror movie, you know, a new one that just came out, which we'll be reviewing here in a second. And to do, you know, Stuart Gordon justice of, like, you know, because he did a lot of body horror stuff. So let's do a body horror film in memoriam, and sadly, I don't know how well that one will go out, because that one, we'll get into it. But anyway, Stuart Gordon, you will be missed, but you did, again, you left a legacy. You have some great iconic films
yeah.
that'll go down in the annals of time as some of the greatest.
Thank you
for its time. Yeah, and it's awful. But nonetheless, rest in peace, Stuart Gordon. Thank you again. So, Ian, going into our in memoriam, we have to go into our film that we'll be reviewing, and that is of Swallow. Now, the synopsis of this sounded intriguing to me because, again, it was like body horror, you know, like, oh, a lady, she's swallowing objects, and they're not safe objects to swallow either. They're pretty dangerous. And I was like thinking, okay, so it's gonna be around the, you know, sort of like, you know, again, I didn't exactly know what to expect, but after a while it started to sink in. Like, okay, this is going to be a laid-back, slow-moving, subdued kind of body horror movie. And then it kind of veered off and planted itself into a tree. But Swallow is about Hunter, and Hunter is, I guess, newly married to Richie or Richard. And he's this, he works with his father who runs this corporation business. You don't exactly know. You just know that she married into a lot of money, basically. Like, the family's pretty rich. And she's, you know, she's a housewife living, you know, in the hills and the mountains, the scenery and the sun shining in on the house. And she's, you know, she's happy. And just, you know, she's just sort of starts to realize that Richie is not really paying attention to her that much or giving her much affection. You know, he's saying he loves her and shows her all this, you know, all this stuff, but there's something kind of missing and that Hunter is not receiving from him. And slowly, you know, it goes along and she comes along that she's pregnant and, you know, while being pregnant, she's still not getting everything that she kind of needs. You know, there's something amiss about Hunter and her, the way she is. And, she decides, you know, she's going to make her own self happy in a sense. And that's when she decides to swallow a marble. And she's, like, very, very proud of herself. And so she continues, you know, this habit of swallowing dangerous things. After the marble, after she eats and poops out the marble, there's no other way to go around it, she shits out the marble, she decides to go to a thumbtack, a pushpin, and she eats it pin first, and then it just goes on from there. And I was thinking, you know, it's a very, like I said, it's a very slow, subdued sort of body horror film. You know, after it's all said and done, and I'll say this first while I still have it in my mind, it's a good stepping stone, and I say that every now and then, but, like, this is one of those stepping stone films if you're wanting to, like, ease into body horror. You know, if you don't want to go into, like,
definitely,
like The Fly or, like, Bite or Raw or... Eat. It's always like weird with the body horror stuff. It's Raw, Eat, you know, something like that. But so it's like those, like, you know,
Swallow,
over the top, like, gross out body horror movies. This is one of those that is like, it's very, very easy to consume. Play on words. Compared to the, you know, later films. So it's because the body horror aspect of this film kind of takes a backseat for most of the film. Like, the first act and, like, a little bit towards the middle, I was into it. You know, I was like, all right, it's slow. I'm waiting for this, you know, to go along, see what's next. You know, what else is she going to swallow? You know, I'm, like, thinking it's going to ramp up to something. And then it just takes a, like I said, a detour and goes into mental health disorder. To, like, again, the pica, it's called pica disorder or something like that. And they go along, like, her mental health and like her past and her history and like the what, how she came to be, like her family, and what technically happened to her mother. To that goes along a little bit later in the movie. So she like she's going to therapy, and then like there's just like a lot of things, and like it doesn't really rely on the body horror aspect that I was kind of hoping for. And it just, again, it takes that detour, and that detour just takes the film to a halt. I mean, it's still, I'm still intrigued to see where it's going, and then it just keeps going to where, like, okay, it's you're really repetitive now, because it's really starting to, you know, just hit the same beats over and over, you know, and it's just like it's not going anywhere, and then it just doesn't really pan out. You know, again, I wasn't hoping for, you know, a full-on, you know, crazy, over-the-top, you know, gore fest or anything. I was like, okay, it's subdued. I'm hoping something interesting kind of happens with this eating disorder that she's doing. And then it just doesn't really pan out that way. And it's just more about her finding acceptance in herself with her troubled past, even though it's really not that much troubling, to be honest, but she has this weird thing in the back of her head that she has to overcome first and, like, find happiness in a sense. And then, like, the characters are kind of not really good characters. They're rather annoying, and they get under your skin after a while. And it's just, like, and then there's, like, parts of the film, like, especially towards the later act, because they have to hire basically a housekeeper. He's like a security guard to make sure she doesn't swallow any more objects. And then there's like a certain point where he changes character and sort of is sympathetic for her after a certain thing. And it's like, it doesn't really make sense to his character. I mean, Ian, I'll let you talk a little bit about it and what your thoughts are, and then we'll go back and forth on the things.
Yeah. And, like, you were going off what you were saying, he, you know, the husband, I mean, I kind of felt like he went sympathetic just to, like, kind of gaslight her a little bit. That's what I took that as. But then, like, the major switch toward the end was just like, oh, okay, so this guy really is a douchebag. And, you know, but the whole movie, you know, I read the description, and honestly, I personally was kind of hoping for more from what she was following. Like, you know, it said unsafe objects, so I'm sitting there thinking, like, broken glass or, you know, something like that. Like, something. I mean, everything she was swallowing was pretty fucking ridiculous, and then she pooped it out, and whatever she pooped out, she clicked it. Had a little trophy. And I was like, that's gross. Like, I hope she sanitized that, because that's how you get E. coli. And, but, you know, and I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. I mean, I kind of was expecting what we got a little bit. I was like, eh. It's like, it just felt like there was no substance to it. And then it tried to have a moral toward the last half of the movie. And, like, some thing, I liked the premise. I liked the little moral thing that they tried to put in there. I liked that. I liked where they were trying to go with it. And I think it could have just, the whole movie could have probably been done a little bit better. And I did not like that woman's, like, you can tell that was a wig, and it bothered me so bad. I don't know why, but her hair just looked so fake. But, I don't know. But, I mean, I get it. You know, I was talking about, you know, taking control of your life and how outside influences can affect, you know, all these disorders. And, you know, like I said, I enjoyed that aspect of it. It's just, I wish they would have done, you know, just tweaked it some. I think that's all it needed was just a little tweaking.
And yeah, because it's like every time, like, because she didn't do it beforehand. Like, she even, you know, there's a part in there, like, she never did this beforehand, before, and like, it was just like when they started, like, talking bad about her, or, like, bringing up, like, private things. It was like, that's supposed to be between you and me, and that just, like, kind of got her, like, sort of like a nervous eater, in a sense, where
yeah.
it's just like, you know, just the anxiety and just, like, you know, looming over herself, and that just kind of, you know, started her on her habit. And then, like, again, like, the whole past history that comes up later in the movie, you know, that has, you know, actually probably no relevance to anything to cause her to have that disorder, because she didn't have it beforehand. It was just the family that she married into that kind of started her to go on her eating streak. And I don't know. It was just like, again, the whole thing of, like, trying to fit in when you're just like, because she worked in retail, she sold toiletries, and, you know, she just, I don't know. It felt odd. Like, if you knew it was going to be toxic, you would just get out of there sooner. I mean, but I don't know.
Right.
It's just like, I mean, and you wouldn't have a movie, of course, but whatever.
Yeah, no.
And just like, again, like, everything. And then, like, again, the reveal later on in the movie, like, that just comes out of kind of like, okay, so apparently that helps her for some reason, because it doesn't, I don't know. It's just a lot of that last act, that very last act is, like, where the film veers off to, where it's like, I don't even know where you're going anymore. I don't know what you're trying to, portray. And it's just kind of just like, it's a rocky road, and it's like you're going down a cliff, and the only thing at the bottom of the cliff is rocks, and there's no safe way
yeah.
to come out of it unscathed, and it kind of doesn't. It just like everything that it builds up, it just like they literally flush it away. So I don't know, Ian. You know what? Anything
I
else?
Mean,
you know what else you got?
Yeah, I mean. Well, I kind of wish that he would have dived into her family life more than just what we got, like just a phone call and then a confrontation, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was just it just felt, you know, forced. Some of that movie just felt forced. You know, it was an hour and a half. I'd say at least 10 minutes of the movie is just showing her playing a phone game,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I guess that's taking control of your life in an uncontrolled situation. And, I mean, that's a coping mechanism. I get it. But, I mean, you know, if you're not going to add any other substance to it, you know, that part probably could have been cut out and given us 10 minutes more of, you know,
well,
you got
to introduce the phone aspect, Ian, or else you wouldn't have the way for her to escape later on in the movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like, it's just so much that could have been done with that film. Like, it all the parts are there. All the elements are
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, I mean, I really enjoyed the premise of this movie, and, you know, because I'm sitting there, you know, I'm still reflecting on it, because I watched it right before we did the show. Like, literally, it ended right when I called in. So, I mean, you know, still fresh. And I'm like, there's just so much that was right with it that was just done wrong. And, you know, give me more than just a thumbtack and, like,
a battery.
You don't really see her swallowing. Yeah, you don't really see her swallowing half the stuff that she swallows. So
no, there's some stuff on that little statues, you know, her statues there. There's like some interesting things, like how the hell did she swallow a jack? The fucking jumping needle was like a ball and jack. She, like, how'd that go down?
Yeah, no, like, and then
a pacifier? There's a fucking pacifier. I was like, what the hell? How do you not choke to death on a fucking pacifier?
Exactly. There's just so much stuff on there that I was like, what? Like, I kind of, because the way I was watching it, I can't pause it. You know, I couldn't pause it to look at all the stuff that was on there. I wanted to so bad, but I was like, no.
But then she just she resorts to eating dirt for the rest of the film. That's all she does. After she gets through with all those things, she's like, oh, I'm going to eat dirt.
I was honestly hoping that some cannibalism would come apart, especially the opening when the guy was, like, cutting into a goat. I was like, what does this fucking have to do with anything? I was like, this has nothing to do with the film at all.
Yeah.
So I was sitting here, it's like, I was expecting her to start eating bones or teeth or something. Like, give me the insane, you know, if you're going to open like that. I was like, ooh, this opening makes me think because it's, like, people are going to get eaten. Nope.
Yeah, there's definitely that where you're kind of wanting more from the stuff. And, again, I was thinking of a certain thing that was going to get eaten after, but that didn't, that just, again, they flushed it away. So there goes that idea. Everything they set up was just like, it will just resolve it easy. Don't have to worry about it. You know.
I just wanted her to be tortured and swallow, like, horrific things. Like, I don't know. More than a tack.
Yeah.
And some batteries and some jacks and a statue. I saw a statue in that thing. I don't know how.
No, it was a chess piece. It was a chess piece.
Yeah. I was like, how do you pass that and then, like, not pass anything else?
I'm still wondering about that fucking pacifier. That's the one that, like, threw me off. Like, how do you eat? How? You can't do that, because it's just like to threw you so off. Like, okay, I can understand all this, but you get up to the pacifier and like, all right, that's you know, that's a little bit out of turn your mind off. Like, that's kind of like, no, I got to question the the reason behind that one.
You got any final
thoughts on Swallow before we decide to call this a show?
No, just it could have just been so much better.
Yeah, they kind of, I mean, like you said, all the parts are there. Everything's in proper working order. And they decided, again, it's like how they did with a few other things. You know, like, definitely, I guess I'm going back to the Black Christmas, but this is better than Black Christmas. But it's like, the idea is there, but they decided to go with, like, this agenda and this certain thing. And I don't want to give it away because it's a central plot point in the film. And they just, like, it's all about that now, and it's all about this and her past, and even though she has nothing to do with it, but it's there, and, you know, it's not her fault, and it's just like, that's the reasoning behind all this, and it just did not make sense, because she didn't have this beforehand. It was the family that caused the fucking thing.
Maybe she did, who knows? Like, maybe she was just lying. And it was just
But they don't give you any inclination of that. They don't even bring that up. They're just she's like, oh, I sold toiletries, and I met him because I'm an artist also, and I do all these things, and I randomly met him, and then we fell in love, and then we're married, and then now I have all these problems because he doesn't show me enough affection, and the family kind of hates me because they think I just married in for money, and it's just like all this stuff is going on, like, to the family that causes the whole fucking thing, and not what she brings up to the therapist.
No, exactly. That's why I think we needed more from her past. Honestly, I think if we had more from her past, the movie would have been made more sense.
Yeah.
And the whole artist thing, what art did she do other than put up a tent on a window? Like, that's all the art we saw. So she's like, oh, I have more time to do blah blah blah, do my drawings. I'm like, I haven't seen you draw once. Seen you
just
swallow
on your phone
and shit. Yeah, and swallow and shit things out.
I mean, like, but, if she was that crazy about swallowing, she should have done it in her art form, you know. But again, we wouldn't have a fucking movie. So you just gotta deal with it. But yeah, it's just like it's there, but it's just it could have been done so much better. And like you said, there's things that could have been fleshed out more, but they kind of, like, as I said to you, Swallow was rather shallow, you know, and that's a good quote. You know, it's rather shallow. So Ian, we're gonna call this a show, and we are pretty stocked up for the next coming weeks into next month. So we're gonna be able to do a show every week now to keep ourselves from going crazy about this whole pandemic thing going down. So next week will be an indie spotlight. And then I'm not sure about the following week, but I'm sure we'll figure something out. And then we're going to be starting our Easter Horror Marathon, which I already have two, which, again, it'll start after our Indie Spotlight. So next week, Indie Spotlight, and then we'll have our Easter Horrors Marathon. And then we'll be going into our Monsters Day Marathon come May. So we're stocked up. So, Ian, you stay safe and make sure everything's good on your end, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, see you next week.
All right, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.